Hey, with Kyle, he missed practice again today, is that right?
Yes, Kyle did not practice, nor did Colin Allred or Justin McCants.
Okay, with Kyle, you know, how big of a thing is that for him heading into a game? Because I know he's going to want to play. By missing practice, how will that affect him?
You know, he's in great shape. He's doing a lot of work inside, so we'll try to get him on the practice field before the week's over. So I don't Kyle's able to play, he'll be fine.
How much you pay attention to them potentially shuffling back on the offensive line? If they decide to move, you go back.
You know, they're each and every one of their offensive linemen are so well coached. You know, they've been able to just plug them in and not really miss a beat. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who's in. I mean, they're all very well coached, and, you know, Peyton controls everything on the line of scrimmage. All right, it's good talking to you guys. Answered all your questions yesterday.
Jeff, in picking free agents over the last 2-3 years, how helpful and how valuable have Nick, David Thornton, and Jake Scott been in plugging in the holes that you needed?
Well, we've gotten three starters, three very solid starters. We took advantage of a little cap room and maybe a little less room that they had, and we knew them very well, having played against them twice a year. They've been tremendous as far as production and the attitude in the locker room and their professional approach to this game. So we're just very fortunate to have them.
An added benefit that they come from a division rival?
Well, I think that this game may mean a little bit more to them than other games, but they're all pros and they know how to prepare. Them coming in here and helping us, with the offense and the defense and all that is, I think all that's overrated.
Did you give any thought this week to having a night practice, to get used to that?
No. We'll try to follow the normal schedule. We'll have an evening walkthrough Sunday night at LP, but that'll be it.
Can you talk about Lindell and Chris for a second? One guy, Chris, the touchdowns, the accolades, Lindell comes and does his thing. That relationship between those two, it's a pretty good one, you think?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they root each other on, and, they practice hard together, and, they kind of tap each other out, what's good about that is we're gonna end up down the road with two fresh backs because we're trying to balance out the reps.
Chris's success, though, provided, not that maybe Lindell needed it, but incentive for him to work harder, work
his heart? No, not at all. I mean, he's been working hard, and I think it has to do with just the number of carries and the fact that they're both fresh.
With their 3-3 record, can you throw that out the window just because it is the Colts?
We threw it out there a long time ago. They're the team to beat. They're the division, they've been our division champs. I might point out they've won the last 7 straight Monday night games, 3 on the road at Tampa, New England, and Jacksonville. So that's enough to get your attention.